The following interview was conducted by one of the participants of this year's edition of the 28 Times Cinema as part of the radio workshop in which they took part and which was run by Fred Film Radio.
Hello everyone, for Fred Film Radio here in the 72nd edition of the Venice Days Film Festival, it's Martin for you. And I have here with me Aristea from Athens, Greece. Aristea, would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Aristea. I'm from Greece. I'm a film student and I really like Venice and the experience so far. Yeah.
How would you describe your experience during the Venice Days Film Festival so far?
It was very interesting because I've been to different festivals, but not like a big festival like Venice Film Festival. And it was very interesting to see all the films and how are festivals like, and I quite enjoy, like, I didn't see many good films, I would say. Like, I would expect to see more good films, but I thought it was very interesting that I watched bad films and I had the whole experience, you know, because I usually, you know, just go to the cinema, watching every film I like. And I had the whole experience, like, I watched so many different films. It was definitely interesting, yeah.
How do you see the future of European cinema?
Yeah, I think European cinema, I mean, it's very big and it's going to be there, you know, for a while. And I think it's getting better and better. Of course, it has a very rich history, like Italian cinema, neorealism, French New Wave. But I think it has a lot to offer in the future as well. It's not only the past that keeps it up in, I don't know, in the, you know, in the current situation. I think it also has to offer a lot. But yeah, I mean, I love European cinema for sure. It's my favorite one.
You mentioned that you liked some of the films here.
Yeah.
Would you one of the, you know?
I really like maybe three films or four, I'm not sure. I really like Blanca. That was amazing. And actually, I was very surprised because it was low budget as well. And the acting was amazing. The cinematography was really good. It was funny, it was sweet, it was intimate. I really liked it. It was probably my favorite one. I also liked Anomalisa by Charlie Kaufman. I mean, I follow Kaufman for a few years. Like, I see all of his films. And I thought it was also very good. It was an animation, but very well done. Very nice story and dialogues. I also like Early Winter, which is in competition in Venice Days. And maybe I shouldn't reveal more about the Venice Days competition. And yeah, that's about it, I think. I didn't like many other films. I mean, I kind of like them, but I think that stands out as, like, the most.
Could you say, just a few words about a Greek movie, if you have seen one during the festival?
Yeah, I actually watched the Greek film, Interruption. I mean, it was interesting. I know there is this kind of theory now in Greece that you have to do weird films in order to go abroad, to go to Cannes, to go to Venice Festival, and everyone is trying that now because Lanthimos did it so successfully. So, but I thought it was, I didn't really enjoy it as much. I thought it was a bit pretentious, I would say, yeah.
Thank you very much, Aristea. It was Martin for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.